Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. The future of the dollar ahead beef checkoff. Back on that in just a moment.
Put yourself at the center of the agriculture universe and be part of the future. Meet face-to-face with agriculture's cutting-edge masters and mavericks at AgConnect Expo and Summit 2013, January 29th through the 31st in Kansas City, Missouri. Register now for access to CEOs, industry experts, and insights. Visit agconnect.com or call 800-867-6060. AgConnect 2013, where best practices meet next practices.
This is the 17th year for the No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th and 30th, at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, Kansas, providing a tremendous lineup of speakers. Pick up management tips to make you more successful. Gain firsthand knowledge of continuous no-till and learn how to improve your soil health, productivity, and profitability. View the latest products at the trade show. Save by registering early at no-till.org or call 888-330-5142. Sponsored in part by Crustbuster, John Deere, and Green Cover Seed.
The value of the dollar hit beef checkoff less than it was when the checkoff began in the 1980s. There's no doubt about that, with inflation eroding the value of the dollar and what it can buy these days. State Cattle Industry Executive Scott DeWalt of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association says the industry's talking about this and trying to figure out how to move forward with increasing the dollars that can be collected.
I was in a meeting in Denver about 2 weeks ago having this very discussion. The whole conversation is about enhancing the checkoff. And quite frankly, there are several things that could be done to make the value of the dollar that we currently have worth a little more. There could be some tweaks to the act and the order. And then beyond that, do we have an opportunity to perhaps raise the checkoff? And the reality is we don't have as much money by today's dollar value as we did back in 86 when the original act was passed. We just don't have the purchasing power to go out and buy TV. We don't have the purchasing power to get in front of the consumers as much as we should be able to. And so I think you will see a move made for a possible enhancement to the checkoff. Will that be another dollar, another 50 cents? Will it be state by state? Those questions are yet to be answered. We saw Ohio try to do a dollar increase in their checkoff for state programs that failed. So we've got to be careful. Whatever we do has got to make sense, and there's got to be a succinct and quantifiable reason for doing it. I would tell you that the funds from the checkoff need to be enhanced greatly if we want to be competitive.
Of course, now, one time Oklahoma had a state checkoff. We moved away from that. We actually backed the beef council away from the state structure. Is there any possibility Oklahoma might look at a separate state checkoff as well?
I think anything is possible. One of the things that has changed in the last 10 years in Oklahoma is that now the Secretary of Agriculture can call for a referendum on any commodity. It doesn't have to be legislated. At the end of the day, whatever might be decided, the people still have the option to vote and the opportunity to vote on that. Part of me really likes the idea and the notion that a organized, orchestrated national campaign with dollars behind it makes a little more sense than just a bunch of sporadic programs out there running, doing their own thing, so to speak. So I tend to place a little more value on a national checkoff that is orchestrated, coordinated, and has a distinct purpose and goal in mind. That's not to say that state checkoffs aren't effective. They are, but you lose all of that synergy of all those dollars coming together and trying to do one thing, and that's to enhance beef demand.
Have any of our neighbors like Texas, Kansas, New Mexico looked at a state, you know, additional add-on?
Well, yeah. I mean, not necessarily a neighbor, but Alabama has an add-on that they do. I know there's ongoing discussions in Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma. I mean, those discussions are always taking place. But I think the big trump card again is, you know, what's more valuable? Is it a national organized structure, or is it state by state? I would say that if the national checkoff is not, if we're not able to increase the national checkoff and make it more robust, then obviously there's going to be more incentive to do it state by state.
Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Scott DeWall, talking about the future of the dollar head beef checkoff. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.